Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Democrats want to raise your taxes. If this doesn't work, if this doesn't get the numbers that the Republicans want, and I think it does, I think it's all Republican votes. The Democrats are going to be raising your taxes by 68%, and they will not do the we're going to have an 85% cut in drug costs. 85% cut in drug costs. The Democrats, the drug prices are going to go up. I can't imagine a Democrat not voting for this. I think the Democrats, if they don't vote for it, that means they're voting for an increase in drug prices. Think of that, versus an 80 to an 85, maybe 75, but could be an 85% cut in drug costs.
Okay. The president making his way over to Capitol Hill to make sure that we get to the bottom of this big, beautiful bill, that it gets actually done. He went last week and, you know, did some things in the Middle East, and now he is back in Washington, D.C. and working on getting a deal done with those folks on Capitol Hill. So let's talk to Ryan Schmelz, who joins us right now, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. Make sure you follow him for the latest, everything on X at Ryan Schmelz Fox. Ryan, thanks for being with us here today. It's good to have you back.
Always great to be on, Annie. How are you?
Doing okay. So President Trump comes over to Capitol Hill. That doesn't happen very often. How frequently do you see the president over influencing the Republican caucus, the members of Congress?
Well, normally he does this by phone, but I guess President Trump felt the need to rally the troops today because, you know, they're still trying to get everybody on board for this one big, beautiful bill, and they're just not there yet. But, you know, based off the people we talked to, both during and after the meeting, it seems like there are some who moved in the right direction. At least they made significant progress. But, you know, significant progress is not good enough when you have a majority that's as slim as what the Republicans have right now, because all it takes is 2, 3, or 4 people, and they can kill a bill at any time. And it looks like they already have 2. So they can only afford to lose really one more. They can't afford to lose any more than that. So Republicans are just in a very tough situation when it comes to passing this thing. And there were some notable highlights from the meeting, and we want to get into those in a second.
Go ahead. Yeah, I want to make sure that we understand. You said there are 2 people that are dropped right there. One of them is Thomas Massie, and the president made a comment about that. I'm going to play that clip for you if I can here real quick. Thomas, the president on Capitol Hill speaking about Thomas Massie. Let's listen to that.
Say it.
What do you think of the fiscal hawks?
I'm a bigger fiscal hawk. There's nobody like me as
Thomas
a fiscal
Massie
hawk.
Thomas Massie said it has more deficit than Biden did, and this bill kind of...
Because we have to fix the country.
Do you think that Thomas Massie is correct in saying that this is adding Biden most?
No, I don't think Thomas Massie understands government. I think he's a grandstander, frankly. He'll probably vote. We don't even talk to him much. I think he should be voted out of office. And I just don't think he understands government. If you ask him a couple of questions, he never gives you an answer. He just says, I'm a no. He thinks he's going to get publicity. And you have that. You have that. They've got some, too.
Ryan, is this just, you know, politics as usual between a libertarian in Congress who, I don't know if he really, does he vote in favor of of anything that has to do with the budget. He's a hard no, it seems.
He's been a hard no for quite some time, and he's going to be continuing to be a hard no. We talked to him actually after the meeting today. He is still a no. He was not offended by what President Trump said. Apparently, President Trump called him out by name, asked if he was in the room, and then kind of regurgitated some of the comments he made earlier about Thomas Massie. So there's no love lost there. I mean, Massie's kind of resisted to go after President Trump on a number of when he's had the opportunity to, but Trump has continued his fierce criticism of Massie. It hasn't really gone anywhere. It's still a very testy relationship there. But Massie has said, I mean, I'm sticking to my guns. I'm voting how I feel. And he doesn't feel this is truly going to have a positive impact on the national debt. So he's a no.
Ryan Schmelz is with us right now, Fox News, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. Can you highlight for us a few of those things that are the roadblocks right now that need to be moved out of the way until this big, beautiful bill can get passed by the House and move to the Senate?
Right. So you have Medicaid provisions. That's probably one of the big ones. Republicans want to, at least some of the conservative members want to take the work requirements that they're adding to Medicaid and move that up in terms of its start date. So right now, the way that it's structured, it kind of gives the administration a pretty generous timeline when it comes to putting this into law, so they can essentially take, you know, Medicaid work requirements and put them into place in 2029. Well, the argument Republicans are making is, well, wait a minute. In 2029, J.D. Vance might not be the president. It could be a Democrat. So all these spending cuts we work for just aren't going to go into effect. So what they're trying to do is pretty much make them more immediate, if not immediate, within a year or two. And as President Trump said in the meeting today, don't F with Medicaid. And you have a number of Republicans like Josh Hawley, who's really jumping on that comment and saying, yes, you should listen to him because this is going to be a huge issue for us if we go down that road. And then also the state and local tax deduction is the other one. We've talked about this before. Blue states really benefit from this. Blue state Republicans are fighting for this, but red state Republicans are saying, if you're going to increase the cap past what we've offered you, you're going to have to pay for that.
Yeah. So talk to me.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Maybe that state and local tax, which is referred to as SALT, we were just talking about that a little bit in the segment leading up to our conversation here with you. Illinois is one of those states. And so we all here in this show live in Illinois. And that part of the Trump tax cuts originally did affect us. But as a red state Republican, or a blue state Republican, I should say, I'm not wanting this whole thing derailed for this one particular issue. Is it specifically California? Is it New York? Like, do we know the representatives that are really being sticklers on the SALT issue?
Yeah, I would say the New York ones are the loudest. It's Mike Lawler, Andrew Garbarino, Nick LaLota, and this one's a little bit of an interesting one. Elise Stefanik has become one of the big hardliners when it comes to SALT. And people forget she voted against the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act because of this issue years ago. clearly didn't impact her elevating her profile within the Republican caucus. But now you've got this kind of toxic relationship between her and Speaker Johnson, it appears. And she has taken a hardline stance on this. You know, they've been offered to take the cap from $10,000 to $30,000. That hasn't been good enough for this group of Republicans. It's been good enough for some other California, New York, and New Jersey Republicans. But this group has said, we want something a little bit more than this. They haven't said publicly what that is, but it's something they've been advocating for.
So, Ryan, that is interesting. I didn't know Elise Stefanik was one of those people. I was discussing in the last segment the possibility of some concessions being made here. Like, to me, as an Illinois resident myself, the real problem here lies in the fact that Illinois is a really high tax state. And that doesn't necessarily, you know, the rest of the country doesn't have to bear the burden of the fact that Illinois can't elect a legislature that isn't punishing its residents by overtaxing them. Is it possible that the congressional fundraising apparatus can work to try to pick off a few, like commit to in the midterms, spending a little extra money in maybe New York or spending a little extra money in California to try to get more Republican representation in Congress, of course, in any purple seats that might be up for grabs in that midterm? Because when you bring the weight of that type of attention to a state like that, mm-hmm. maybe even the president comes and campaigns. When you bring that attention to those elections, the ripple effect could be pretty significant for those statewide elections like Illinois and California. I'm not 100% sure about New York, what they have coming up here.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we're having this argument right now, and one of the reasons why Republicans have the House. And that's what these New York Republicans keep arguing, is that Republicans would not have the House if it wasn't for them, essentially. You know, Mike Lawler is one of the few people who represents a district that was won by Vice President Harris, who's a Republican. So, yes, I mean, that argument gets made a lot. And there have definitely been seats in Connecticut, some seats in Illinois that Republicans have targeted that they just haven't been able to win the last couple election cycles. And I think, you know, what we're kind of watching for, which could be a very interesting race, is what happens in the New York gubernatorial election. And how do New York taxes get brought up in that? So, yes, I mean, Elise Stefanik is going to be somebody who could potentially run for governor of New York. She's teased it. She hasn't said officially that she's going to do it or not. But obviously, New York is still a blue state, but they feel that Kathy Hochul there is very unpopular. And there's a huge opportunity for Republicans to potentially pick that state off. Now, I mean, this happened with Bruce Rauner in Illinois a while ago, where Illinois taxes got so out of hand that people felt the need to change some leadership there. And I've seen that happen in New York. We've seen, Maryland, Massachusetts. You've seen this happen before, where blue states have elected Republican governors, moderate Republican governors, over issues like cost of living. So whether that's going to happen or not, I mean, we'll have to wait and see. But yeah. Republicans have been eyeing some of these bluer areas because of issues like taxes.
Yeah. And I think Donald Trump is the perfect messenger to bring in common sense to kind of calm the noise that a lot of these state parties that are Democrat led in big blue states, they get away with quite a lot of nonsense during the elections. I think Donald Trump is the messenger that could get the job done and get them across the finish line in the midterms. And if I were a blue state Republican in Congress right now, I would be saying, I'll concede on the salt in this, but we want support during the midterms. Last question before we let you go, we're speaking with Ryan Schmelz, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. Can you talk to us about the timeline? We've heard of commitments with Memorial Day, with July 4th. We know that the absolute deadline is the end of the year. What does it look like realistically could possibly happen with the passage of this bill and eventually the signing of it by Donald Trump?
So the next thing that's going to happen is at 1 o'clock a.m. tonight Wednesday morning, however you look at it, there's going to be a Rules Committee meeting. The Rules Committee is where they can make changes to the bill. So they can up the salt cap. They can change the rules when it comes to Medicaid work requirements. Whatever happens in that meeting will be pretty indicative of if this bill is going to get enough people to yes or not. So I would watch for that. So Wednesday morning when we wake up, we'll have an idea of what the final bill looks like. And if Speaker Johnson says it's ideal that they potentially have this vote Wednesday evening, Wednesday night, and get out of here before then. But the end of the week is still the goal. So that Memorial Day deadline is still there for Speaker Johnson. And then it goes over to the Senate. And that's when they'll try to meet that July 4th deadline. But we don't know how the Senate's going to react. Obviously, a lot of our attention's been on the House and just whether or not they can get it through here or not. But there's still a lot of challenges still ahead in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Ryan, are you going to be there at 1 a.m.? Are you going to be outside of that?
No.
That's a heck no.
No. Actually, I should say yes and just like, oh, yeah, Coco will totally be there. Yeah.
Yeah. You just
I like how offended he was by that question, too.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Is the 1 a.m. meeting.
I'm not offended. I thought it was funny. Well, I thought it was a good question.
Is the 1 a.m. meeting just because they've backed themselves up to this Memorial Day deadline so much that they're using the hours that exist in the day?
It's like a procedural rule. So they voted out of the budget committee like 10 o'clock on a Sunday. And so they have to give the other party, they have to give the Democrats the X amount of time to come up with amendments, to review the legislation, all that. And so it's kind of like a rules thing where this is the earliest they can have it. And here they are going forward with the earliest time they can go with, which is 1 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday morning.
All right. Well, we appreciate you. We might be contacting you again this week to give us the latest update. Ryan Schmelz, you are such a value to us and to our listeners. Thank you for your time again today.
Hey, thank you, Annie. Have a good one.
Yep, you too. Sleep well tonight. All right, Ryan Schmelz.
He will.
Yeah. Ryan Schmelz not going to be there at 1 a.m. Can you imagine having to be on the, like, to, first of all, this stuff is... There is such a small percentage of the world who nerds out on this stuff. I mean, this is beyond our nerddom. The intricacies of rules committee meetings or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he
might be one of the people who would love to take in all of that, but not at 1 a.m.
It gets to the point, too, that there's so much of this stuff and it's strategic of who's doing what, that even we are like, okay, just give me the overview, because it gets to the point where you can't even keep up with the boredom of how intricate it is.
You know, the one thing about all of this that I have learned over the course of time is the amount of time that I can dive in and saturate myself in learning all of the things. By the time I get to come talk to you, it's changed 3 times.
Yeah, that's
so it. I mean, yeah, this is nerd stuff, but this is really big stuff. Really big stuff. I did not know Elise Stefanik is a holdout on this. To me, in the same vein of what he was talking about there, if she wants to run for governor, she has a strong message to go back to the people of New York if she wants to run for governor and say, when the Republican Party was pushing against me, I pushed back or whatever. And, you know, it makes a lot of sense to me that maybe the governorship might be her next move. Going in to be the UN ambassador for a hot second and then not being, and then going back and apparently being at odds with the speaker, I could see her being like, I think I need to do something else and something bigger. Anyway, what's the Wiggins America next?
It's about all the things that you shouldn't tell your boss.
Okay. We'll cover all of that when we come back. Don't go away.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.